actually legitimately going to be.
Right, that are not good, that people can't look at and say, well, that's your pet peeve.
Right, my agenda or something. Right. You know, I have to legal argument.
Right. Because basically, Freedom of Information Act, you could be acting on behalf of general, and this is going out on the air, correct?
But it's true. It used to be when I walked into this building that the metal detector guys were told they had to radio that I was in the building.
You might reach out to me.
We're not doing that. In fact, some have been taking me to breakfast.
The office is in the building.
Considered a compliment. They're kind of fucked this up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Look at Michael Spitz sitting with Dan Kazan.
Details that are good in all of them. I keep them in the PDFs and then index them.
So this is today. This is.
Yep, that's right.
This is the happy, but this is the agenda for this.
Oh, gotcha.
Aiden looks younger than usual. He looks like a kid now.
There's more houses being built in this.
That's going to grow fast.
More houses.
I don't hold back. I try to decide how far I can go.
Industry down there?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
That was down the street. He went down Gallup. Ate at the Texas Steakhouse right on the bay. Gallup's in Bay. He's nice.
Okay, I'd like to open up public safety at 8 o'clock. Are you free?
Thanks for your patience.
Thank
Sorry
you
we
much.
Had another presentation scheduled earlier that we didn't really know the chances, so I apologize for having to meet.
You appreciate your attention and your patience, folks. I would like to start with some supervisor reports. I have Randy Omar. Did you have any reports?
No.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Okay. Mike Six?
Nope.
How about Alan Fernandez?
No.
No. Okay. So we're going to go right into the resolutions. The first one is to authorize an agreement with USDA to better conditions obligation of loan funds for the proposed Green County Jail. A little background here. Green County's been taking a parallel path, one with a design for Oaxaca, New York, a jail that has been a property that's been built by the state of New York. And then we've hired an architect, we hired a construction manager, as well as a return needs assessment. That has all been done for the last 3 years. This particular obligation is what we predict the cost of that construction will be. And as a, an obligation, as a letter of commitment, it doesn't commit us to spend the money, but just to secure it at a low interest rate for the possibility that the other alternative, the one that we talked about going to Columbia County, might not happen. And just to give you the background, it's because this is a reconsideration motion. We had a bond issue vote last year, and we voted down. Now we're reconsidering the same bond issue, but with a higher cost. And Sean, can you just want to explain the differences between last year's bond and this year?
This is not a bond.
This is not a bond.
Correct.
Not a bond.
So,
this is
not a bond. This is just, we submitted an application, this board directed me to submit an application to the USDA with the attempt to secure a long range and low interest loan if the Coxsackie application becomes the final alternative. It has been a laborious application. I think it's been 7 months into it, but they have now gotten to a point where they will accept our final application and they will lock us in to a rate if we choose to exercise the rate at a later date. If we don't authorize this tonight, then we're subject to any increases in the rate that may occur later this year if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, which I believe they will. So again, this is not a bond resolution by this board. It is not. It is simply an application to secure a long range or a 30-year low interest loan through the USDA Rural Development Corporation. This board chooses at a later date not to do the Coxsackie Jail, we simply walk away from this application and we're done. That's it.
Sean, on the Bill, on the one item, is it included in the language if we decide that shared jail may work, that and we have to bond $6 million, that we can just go through USDA without having to?
We would have to start over again.
You would have to start. It wouldn't include the fact that we just want to, USDA, you're our choice of our borrower.
The brand new application. Start over.
Sean?
Yep.
Over the past 2 years in discussion about the bond, et cetera, we had to give a full, complete design plan and et cetera. Why all of a sudden the USDA has a different approach with the bonding and just this letter of commitment? We could have did this a year ago and even locked in a lower interest rate.
They weren't ready for us.
Okay.
Our application process has taken us 7 months anyways.
But again, why the language changed from a bond to a commitment and a letter? Mm-hmm. That's my concern.
A bonding resolution is not required to secure this letter of commitment. All that is required is an agreement, might be a two-page agreement or something like that, that They have now reviewed the application, they've reviewed the design, they've reviewed every facet of the budget that they asked for. It could be inclusive of current operating costs of the jail, projected operating costs of the jail. Took it us. It took us this long to get them to a point where they would make a commitment to the project. This is their determination that their review has now been complete, and they're ready to lock it in.
So what is the design plan that we sent forward to them on the bed capacity for the jail?
8 beds, 80 full-time beds, 18 transition beds.
And the Sheriff's Administration?
And the Sheriff's Administration, yeah, that's correct.
And what if any of that changes? What if any of that changes, either the bed count or
if the project does not increase, that doesn't really change too much unless the project really changes. But if it comes down, I don't anticipate a rejection at that point. But if you make 80 beds, 62 beds, I don't think for them it really changes the application process. It may change the dollar amount that we would seek from them. But as long as that count doesn't go up, I don't see it being a problem.
Have we proposed those questions to the USDA and got a concrete information?
We can take less, but to go more, that's a problem.
So because that is that's a completely different answer than the last time this vote came to a resolution, that we needed to have clear plans and that they could not change or...
Well, to find change, I'm saying if it's an on the outside change, it's a small bed, a small bed count change,
a significant bed count change.
If you're going to lower this project to $22 million, I could not foresee them saying no.
So, have anyone on the board gotten a copy of this letter? The last correspondence that I asked for, it was on March 5th, and it said this document's being written as we speak, and we trust will be sent out prior to last Wednesday, when the snow canceled our meetings. If not, it will be included in subsequent committee meetings and, of course, receive legal counsel approval. And the resolution references it, so I think it would be useful to read, because it specifically says, where does it say, subject to the terms and conditions specified in the letter of conditions. So I would...
So there is a letter of conditions from USDA that starts the process to lock in the rate to obligate the SAR. We are required to sign a letter of intent, and as part of that letter of intent, there's probably 12 federal government forms that the chairman would have to sign, and we have to do that before the 23rd. Continuing resolution will expire, and we don't know whether the funds will still be available after that date, and also the interest rate is going to go up. So there is an LOI and about a dozen applicants for that the chairman will need to sign should this resolution go forward.
But the answer to the question is no one has seen what those conditions are on this board right now.
I don't believe so.
But to be clear, if I'm understanding this correctly, it says that we would be authorizing this resolution subject to the terms and conditions specified in the letter of conditions.
Other questions about here? Just for the audience sake, if you want to speak, introduce yourself to the town you're from, if you have your legislator introduce you or approve it. Give your name and your phone.
Diana Abbey, Town of Athens.
Town of Athens, Mr. Volunteer.
Your eye, please.
Thank you. Thank you. I just have a quick question. So, in reading the commissioner's report regarding the five worst prisons in New York, I think it said that there were 20 prisoners and 11 prisoners that were sent to other places. Is that right? So the census is, what's the greatest census of a prison at one time?
We've eclipsed 105.
You have at one time?
Yes.
so.
What's the count today, do you know?
54.
54, how many are in Covey?
I'm guessing 23, I'm not 100% sure.
But in Greene County, just for Greene County?
We only have two tiers open because of maintenance issues.
Okay, and so how many beds is that?
23.
23, and so at one point, we've had a need in Greene County for highest of 100 and...
Five.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And when was that like?
2013, I believe.
So it's actually just in the past 10 years, the census has been, for the benefit of the audience, over 100 on 3 days in the past 10 years.
No, that's not true.
Your numbers,
right. But
so we can
you're going
review
by
that.
You're going by the daily population count. That doesn't count how many people are in during the course of the day because they could be released. So anytime you see 98 or 99, chances are during the course of that day it was over 100.
And the average daily population over the past 10 years is 69, not including what the current last few months have been. So.
Current daily population average is about 70.
Seven admitted?
70
admitted. Admits? Okay.
No, that's
over 10 years. This year, it's significantly less than that. We're in the probably
550
at most. Can't be. Has to be less than that.
We're 54 this month.
Average daily population?
Average daily population so far for March is 54.
But that's not the beds. The who
no, that's
admitted.
The total number of inmates in the custody of the Greene County Sheriff.
Detainees.
So for beds, how many would it be?
We only have 2 tiers open next to
the now, but if you needed beds, what is the mean number of beds over the past, say, 5 years?
I don't have that number.
Because we're asking for 80 beds now. And so to make a comparison, it's helpful to know the census of admits, the average census of admits, so that you can compare them to the 80 beds. So we know that you've got 105. These are important questions.
Chairman, can I chime in?
Go ahead.
All right, and correct me if I'm wrong. We have two distinct populations. And over the years, the female population has been pretty consistent. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that's a different part of the jail. So
okay.
These are actually two different sizing exercises that come together to that 98 bed or cell number that we've got right now. Not to mention that 18 of those 98 aren't for use for general population.
Okay.
So I don't think our problem is females. I think it's males. And when you look at males, the populations have, and so right now, the current proposal is 56 cells for males. Well, in the past 10 years, we've exceeded 56 men many hundreds of times. So average daily population is really not something even worth considering except for the trends over years. Because we have to build a jail to handle the foreseeable amount of population during the year. So, as we all learned in second grade, an average means there's a lot of times it's higher, a lot of times it's low.
Right.
So the time is higher, we have to be able to facilitate that population. Correct me if I'm wrong. Not only that, and so to me, I've looked at these numbers extremely carefully. To me, it's a sizing, the male size of the jail is really the issue. Because I think the other parts are adequate. Maybe you need a couple more women cells, but that's besides it. So I have a fear that this last 2 years, an extremely rapid drop off in Greene County, isn't a new normal, and that we might be building a jail right now that's too small. We don't know, but that's the issue. And not only that, but if we build this new jail, it'll be under the new approved. Preferred method of jail construction, so we could go up to 90% population. So you have to add another 10% of cushion so that our administrator can actually manipulate the population on a day-to-day needs-to-need basis. He needs to have empty cells to move things around so he can actually do his job and keep his facility safe and do what he needs to do. And then ultimately, you may be able to double bunk someday if we get approval after our operations are proven adequate, which would be able to be utilized on just temporary overcrowded situations. So I don't know if I've left anything out, but I think you've got to figure out how many men do we need to house on a pretty heavy day with a 10% cushion, and am I forgetting anything else?
No.
So that's the point.
Well, I'm homeless, and I live in Athens at the Starlight, so Lee would be my representative.
Correct.
Okay.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
One of the main problems, of course, is they have plenty of room in Columbia County. The other main part of the room is we don't have any money. We don't have any plan for any money. The third part of the problem is that the sheriff's office cannot go to Coxsackie without putting it on the public referendum, as all of you know. And if it went on the public referendum, it would fail. So all of that $1 million that was spent is lost.
There's no public referendum required.
There is. You know there is.
There's not.
You can't move the sheriff's office. Matt located that. But I'll sink the bonding in a heartbeat because your plans are illegal. Your plans move the sheriff's office, incorporate the sheriff's office, and nobody's going to vote for it to leave the county seat. You can go like this all you want.
Why don't we let Mr. Myers make his point and then he can sit down?
Finish up.
Make your point and then.
There's plenty of room for a shared facility. You just spent 2 hours sharing solid waste with a nearby county. We don't have any money. There's no plan for any more commerce that's non-tourism and that's non-seasonal. You voted down the vote to say people should get paid if they're obligated by their employer. There's no future going on here that's intelligent. You're just making human cages. And nobody has the need for it. When you really look at the numbers, we're already pushing them way down. Mr. Spitz wants customers, but he's the one that's abused the people. And 80% of Baleen's report is his poor management. He should be fired. The reason he's in this room at all is upsetting.
I'm not going there. This is bullshit.
He should be fired. You're irresponsible to keep him in his job.
Sit down, please. That's a personnel matter, not a jail matter.
You read the report.
Sit down, please.
You're not my boss.
I know I'm not, but boy, I'm tired of hearing from you.
Are you?
Yeah.
And you're tired of what goes on in that jail?
Sit down, too.
Do you know what goes on in that jail? Suicides, rape, people being beaten by the staff. And he's still here after that report's there. And he's still here. Why is that man still here?
Excuse me, gentlemen. Both of you guys are escalating the problem. Please sit down, Mr. Myers. Thank you. Thank you for your point.
Sheriff's administration card. There's been a question about that. We talked about it on a number of occasions. In talking to Mr. Kaplan about what about the civil part of that office, which is a small part of the entire administration, Mr. Kaplan suggested keep it in Catskill. Unless we have a referendum, then we can remove that to Coxsackie if the people were to approve it. But that did not mean the entire administration would be under the subject of the referendum, just that small portion.
Mr. Chairman, to bring it back to the resolution at hand, if this legislative body was just passed and locked in the interest rate, locked in the interest money there, following that, once we figure out the parallel path, then we are obligated to do a bond, which is a supermajority vote, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. So this is just a simple locking in the interest. Ensuring the money is there when the parallel path is done, whichever way we choose, it's there.
No money can be spent or authorized until there's a supermajority on that particular issue.
Thank you.
Which was one of the questions I was going to ask, followed by when would we anticipate, has there been discussion about when that bonding resolution, what the timeline is for that? So no, we don't have an answer, we don't know?
Unless we start over.
Don't be locking them right away.
Unless the jail has some large deviations from what we have submitted, and I mean by that higher. If it comes lower, that does not end the project. It just means we get to take less money in because we borrowed less money to build a gym.
Thompson, Catskill, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Somebody
approve. Thank you. I just want a clarification about this evening. I'm a little confused about this evening's agenda. Because it seemed like we got off on a tangent. And so there's two resolutions we're going to talk about tonight.
That's correct.
So the first one has to do with securing funds. The second is going to be whether to approve $60,000 funding shared to pursue alternative incarceration.
Right.
Correct.
And we'll have ample time to talk about both of those. And so it's inappropriate to talk about alternative incarceration at this time until that resolution is brought up, correct? Thank you. I look forward to that.
Mr. Chairman, does this, in passing this resolution, does that preclude us from going to the open bond market rather than the USDA?
No.
And we still follow that path?
Yes.
I'm just thinking of all the paperwork that's taken to get this far through the USDA, it may behoove us to look into that. That option.
Mm-hmm. Many other communities went down the same path, securing or applying for the USDA funding, only at the last minute to turn it down and go with conventional general obligation bonds. That we can determine at a later date. My hope is, historically, a 3.5% rate on a 30-year bond is a wonderful rate. So if we can lock it in, even if we don't need to make the final decision, if you can lock in the rate, wouldn't it behoove us financially to do that?
Absolutely.
If you turn it down later on, that's, as to use a sports parlance, no blood, no foul. We've lost nothing.
Sir?
Drew Schuster from Wyndham.
Yes.
Is there a sunset on the USDA approval?
There is. I believe it's 6 months to a year. Must commence construction and complete within five.
But in terms of saying that you're going to take the money, what's the period of time if you approved it tonight and then actually going to bond?
I think technically it's 1 year. Right? Yes, 1 year.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, Jonathan Gross from Maplecrest. So I couldn't hear everything. I'm a little confused. So in passing, in locking in the rate, I asked Lori, do we still have an opportunity for a shared services? Is that opportunity still available? Should we lock it in, or by locking it in, do we take that single track to go?
Still two tracks.
Okay. All right, good. You know, that's important. And I had another question, and that is, you know, how important, it seems like there's a rush to do this, and perhaps that is important, but I'm wondering if there are hard numbers in terms of what we are saving by locking in an extra eighth or a quarter of a percent. Because we, you know, this is a challenging issue in the county, a contentious one, where it seems like shaking hands across the aisle would be the way to go. We seem to be rushing tonight. Perhaps that's the way to go. I'm not certain. But what are the hard numbers? I mean, if we don't lock in tonight, is that going to cost us $50,000, $100,000, $20,000? And is it worth locking something in when we still have some unresolved issues?
It would all depend upon when you make the final decision. Is it later this year? Is it next year? It's certainly, if the rate goes to 4%, you're going to spend more money. If it goes to 5%, you're going to spend a lot more money.
Yep.
That's at the end of the day. It's for me. This is a math exercise tonight. It's precluding rising interest rates. Which, if you do any reading of what the Fed is going to do in fiscal 18, they're going to raise the rates, which means our borrowing cost could go up at a later date. But if we lock it in now, and we borrow the money within a year, and we spend it all within five, we are locked at them at 3.5%. If we wait until next year, I couldn't tell you what the rate could be.
Laura, just one more thing.
Yeah.
To me, that seems very sensible, but weighed against the $40 to $50 million expense to the taxpayer, you know, I think one has to weigh both options. Just a consideration.
Right. That's a whole different math equation.
No,
believe me, I don't think there's been any rush. It's been going on since 2002.
So just, can I?
point that no one on the board has read the letter of conditions that we are would be resolving to agree to. Is it possible, still within this time frame of the March 21st, I think, or 23rd deadline, for the legislators to have the opportunity to read what we would be agreeing to?
As soon as we get to final the document, yes. Warren, have we received every final document from
the USDA
today?
That doesn't
really seem a lot of that. We have the standard rules related with conditions, and the PDFs of all of the forms that the chairman will need to sign, and the letter, and which one of is called the letter of intent.
Okay. I can distribute that later tonight.
Mr. Davis?
Craig Davis from Catskill. The amount to be bonded has increased, is my understanding.
The estimate has increased.
And how much has it increased, part one?
How far do I go back? We started when the project was 128 beds, Mike, and 154 double occupancy. We were around $50 million. Over the then 18 months, the bed count was shaved and varying other changes were made. We got down to between 44 and 45 million. That number has now solidified because our bed count has now been fairly consistent in the last year. But those numbers were from 2016. So the inflationary rates on commodities have raised the price. Right now we're at 51 million and some change.
51.
So my question would be, there's been a 0.25% increase in the interest rate between those last two figures, correct? Since we were at 41, 42 until now, it's gone up 0.25%.
Be careful, because when we first heard of this program, the rate was at 2.75. Right. We were in no position to submit an application. Right. I believe since we've begun submitting the application, the Fed rate has gone up twice.
Okay.
In that time frame. And I believe the resulting of that has been the 0.25% increase from 3.25% to 3.5% on our rate.
Okay. So, and in translating that to dollars, how much of the increase is due to an increase in the interest rate?
Nothing on this interest.
No, the percentage is not being affected by the cost of the capital project. That would be factored in by the cost of the interest rate that you would borrow. So going from 44 and change 51 has nothing to do with the interest rate.
That's right.
That's just the commodity price increases.
But what I'm
inflation,
saying,
you know, steel is more expensive, concrete is more expensive, et cetera. That's what raised the project cost.
So none of that cost is due to the increase?
The rate, the federal rate increase, that is correct.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Mr.
Tucker? Yes. Ken Dudley from Freehold. Thank you. For those who don't know me, I had served on a legislator for about 12 years, and through the last process of the jail committee, and a lot of familiar faces here, but a lot of the questions that were asked tonight were very good. I had went to a presentation by Executive Director Sean Roden, and a lot of the stuff that was presented, there was questions asked similar to what tonight, and I would say at that point about 90% of the people at that meeting was in support of it once they understood all the numbers and got some of the questions like are being answered tonight. It's very hard to follow. It was hard to follow when I sit on a committee because you're trying to do the right thing for the county. Everybody here, I think, is. But as like I said, when I left that presentation, I thought all questions, at least of the people at that meeting, were pretty well answered, and that it sounded like it was about 90% to go forward with. Again, in a circle that I travel and talk to people, I don't think anybody's in favor of building a hotel for prisoners in a fancy place. But when they understand the numbers that it's costing us more and going to cost taxpayers more if we don't do it, that's when you can, I think most people will swing in favor of it. just the reason I wanted to come tonight is to lend support to it from all that I know of it, and I'm not telling you I know everything on this, because this committee I haven't paid a lot of attention to, but I did go to the presentation. I think from what I'm hearing is just by the increase of interest going up with these bonds and things, that it is costing us money in the long run. If you say that you're never going to build a jail, then you're not going to spend that money. But if you do borrow the money, it's going to cost you more at a later date. And the percent of interest compounded over the longevity of that loan, I believe, is in the $3 million range by holding off from when it was first presented to now. That doesn't now, if you figure, that's only interest. That's the cost of money. When Mr. Executive Grogan was talking about the cost of the prison, that's one thing. But then we have the cost of the money that's added to that. And if the interest rates continue to rise, which is projected, that cost is going to be higher. So that's my concern, and I feel some urgency, because I knew the last time that this, when we had this committee out and done the investigation, we don't know that we ever took a vote on it, but I thought the consensus of the legislature at that time was to move forward after getting all the numbers. And I know that Executive Brewer was in favor of it. The county treasurer at that time was in favor of it. It's something that needs to be done sooner or later. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. Like I'm saying, I think there's a lot of people out there who are in support of this, not because they want to build a jail, but because they understand the numbers of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. Thank you.
We have our Earlton post office lost, or only been attached for 1 year, and then we're only in the city office. Hopefully somebody will. Well, I'm bringing down the earth, and I'm going to be in the process of trying to buy a house in Casco. And going through on a lot smaller scale, what you people are going through, I locked in ready. I thought I had a lock in ready. And found out that the buyer was open. I had not locked in. And somebody, it wasn't much, $7 a month, went up from what I thought I was going to pay. So I got another one locked in, but I had 25 days to close. And it turns out we couldn't close because there was a last minute defect found in the house. So when I go back, there's going to be another one. I'm not obligated to buy the house, but if I still want to buy the house, I better lock something in soon. So I think you have the same problem. As long as you're not including the two tracks, and I can see why there might be some skepticism. You should look at the paperwork to make sure you're not. I think it's a no-brainer. You should lock it in if you're going two tracks.
Thank you, Lori. You should have said no. No, great point and Ken, great point on the rate, and I think it makes all the sense in the world. And I do want to say, Sean, hats off to you for all the work you do on this. I could not imagine having your job. But having said that, I don't know a lot about this, but just hearing Lori's question about this document that you're voting on tonight, if none of you have seen it, the 14 of you guys representing us, you know, I feel uncomfortable that you haven't seen it before you vote yes or no on it. I don't know anything about it, but good God, that you guys are leading the charge for the county on this. I hope you get a chance to read this, digest it, understand it before you just vote yes or nay on it. And I understand Ken's point that it's something that, as a businessman, it sounds like a no-brainer. I would jump on this. But do your due diligence. Look at that contract, and let's not buy a car without knowing what we signed, right? Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Neva Wartell. I'm in Catskill. I'm just having a problem about language. It's a pretty simple point, but language is a reflection of thinking, and I'm hearing people mixing up prison and jail, inmate and detainee, cells and a holding facility, while hopefully other opportunities will present themselves for an alternative to the detainee ultimately being incarcerated or whatever. There's a distinct difference between a jail and a prison. We're talking about a jail here, and please keep that in mind. We're talking about people who are being held until further processing. We're not talking about people who have been sentenced, people who have committed crimes, felonies, major crimes, mostly the crime of being poor. Please keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a broker, some of you know, got here. I practice in Manhattan for Brown Harris Stevens, where apartments cost too damn much. And right now, it sounds to me as if you're buying pig and poke, and you don't know if you're buying a hotel. You don't know if you're buying a Park Avenue apartment. You don't know if you're buying a slum, and you don't know if you're buying a rental SRO. You don't really know what you're doing. And you're talking about spending $1 million for a cockamamie plan for a jail that didn't even comprehend that you had to keep your sheriff in the county seat here in Greene County before you went and spent $1 million. And now you're coming here to the people who have to pay for all this, first call on their dollar, 20% of the discretionary budget going to be vaporized, and you're saying, commit that money, we may buy the plaza, we may buy an SRO, but whatever we buy, you're going to love it because we're going to get a great rate. Well, let me tell you, I had a lot of clients who went through the wonderful years of cheap money. The banks were throwing it at them, like this Kleenex. Except that cheap money did not come so cheap at the end. That cheap money came with a balloon at the end. And that balloon was a vicious balloon. It put a lot of people under. A lot of people are still hurt, and a lot of people came up here from those balloons. It popped. So I'm not trying to blow up your balloon. I'm not trying to tell you that jails are a great thing, though I think they're a lousy thing for the economy. I think they're toxic. They're toxic waste for real estate. They diminish value. They don't grow value. I think you have an opportunity to do a cooperative regional project that takes the stain out of, oh, that's a jail county that says, this is a region, this is where we have, this is how we deal with our jail population, separate from growing our schools, growing our hospitals, growing our other facilities. I think they're taking a very unsophisticated approach, but a very ecumenical and humane and logical approach is being offered to you. You have a committee in the assembly that has nine votes that have been all aye to move this matter forward, where a shared cooperative facility would be sponsored by the governor, who's all for it. And we have a coterie of individuals here on this board, and a gentleman there, Mr. Gordon. I never voted for you. I never worked.
I won't run for office.
Don't have to.
I don't have to because these good gentlemen did. However, I will say we have an opportunity to avoid a lot of pain here by just doing a little due diligence up front, not committing our money foolishly, and paying for some real exploration of new information that has come to everyone's attention. I think it would behoove all of us to also profit from that $1 million you already spent looking at how to design a dream jail of your own Coxsackie. Maybe some of that could be applied
to whatever. I also have to cooperatively with Hudson, but I think you have to look at the facts. The facts are that the state excoriated your administration for its administration of the jail facility here at Catskill. And if Gloria Allred was aware of what happened to the women inmates in the jail just down the block from us, she would be raping you right now for $100 million instead of you making a settlement on the chief. I think you have to say that you've been damn lucky, and you should take this opportunity to improve your whole system and work cooperatively with the Twin Counties and make this an improvement for everybody. I think that you're all good people. I know you're all good people. I've talked to all of you, even Mr. Groen. I just want to vote for him. I think that we can move this forward with everything on two tracks and see if we can come to a meeting of the mind, which is what we do in real estate. We make real estate more valuable, not less. Thank you very much for your time and
knowledge. Yeah, I think it's time to call a question. Basically, what we have here is a resolution to a letter of commitment from the USDA for bonding $51 million and change for 30 years at an interest rate of 3.5%. Does not obligate us to spend it, does not obligate us to stick to the design we have, it's simply to ensure we have an alternative to the other alternative, which is Columbia County.
What it is you're locking in the percentage rate not to exceed that amount.
We're talking about parallel tracks. The next resolution we're prepared to vote on is to fund a shared jail feasibility study. If in fact that does not move forward, does that mean we are no longer continuing parallel paths?
I would say that would be a big factor. So stopping the Columbia County track.
So can we do the resolutions the opposite way?
Well, the point is, this all comes before the board on March 21st. You get to vote on it again as individuals.
Not if it doesn't move forward past the study, is that correct?
Let's bring it up on the floor.
That's a good question.
I just have a quick question.
We're going to act on it. We're going to vote on this particular bond, this particular resolution. We're going to ask for a roll call vote, so everybody gets a fair chance to vote for what's going to say. Start with
Excuse me. Safety committee. It's the public safety, and right here, Bill, does not say we're having a roll call vote. It's just a majority vote.
I know, that was a good question.
Well, then why is it written on the resolution?
Why aren't you reading it?
What?
Give me a roll call vote.
Larry? Parliamentary, can we actually take a vote on this as a roll call since it's not as a resolution?
We don't have to speak to it. I mean, you can raise your hand.
Yes, we
are. Just
for public safety. I'll start. I'm going to vote yes.
You want to read your resolution?
I'm going to make the motion.
Read your resolution.
Yeah. Yes.
Then let's vote on
it. Okay, authorizing agreement, USDA letter of conditions, obligation of loan funds for the proposed Green County Jail. Whereas the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, Rural Development, RD, administers a community facilities program whereby municipalities receive loan funding for the construction of eligible municipal projects. And whereas Green County Resolution Number 9417 authorized Green County to make application for funding pursuant to the Community Facilities Program for the construction of a proposed Green County Jail. And whereas on June 30th, 2017, Green County submitted an application to the USDA and has been working with the USDA on the application details since that date. And whereas the project is defined as the construction of a new 98-bed jail, county jail, on 50 acres located in the town of Coxsackie, including the administrative and operations spaces for the county sheriff and a multiple bay vehicle and storage garage. And whereas on March 6, 2018, the USDA issued a letter of conditions to Green County notifying the county of a loan funding is being offered to the proposed Green County Jail, subject loan terms and conditions specified in the letter of conditions, which is what Norman mentioned earlier. And whereas the loan will be administered on behalf of the Rural Housing Service, RHS, USDA, RDN, whereas the maximum amount of the RHS loan will be $51,418,000, with a maximum repayment period of 3 years with an interest rate of 3.5%. Now, therefore, be resolved that it is the intent of the Greene County Legislature to obligate the loan funds being offered by the USDA in the amount of $51,418,000 for the terms set forth in the March 6th letter that will be released for the construction of the Greene County Jail, and be it further resolved that the chairman of the Greene County Legislature is hereby authorized to execute all documents and to complete and return all necessary forms and documents to obligate the funds, subject to review and approval by the Greene County Attorney.
I can add to If requested by any member, or if required by law, or if the chairman so directs, a one roll call of all ayes and nays shall be taken. It goes on from there, but that is the rule. So the chairman does require to be roll call.
Okay, I'm offering the motion that I just read. Is somebody willing to second?
I'll second, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Martinez, Mr. Linger, will second. Okay, just going to do a roll call. A quick one of the members of public safety. Start with myself. I said yes. Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Mr. H. Lennon?
Yes.
Mr. Kaler?
No.
Mr. Pat Leader?
Yes.
And Ms. George Olson?
I'm going to vote no. However, I wanted to be crystal clear. I am completely in support of the concept of locking in the interest rate. As I voted yes the last time we thought we did this. If I can read the letter of conditions prior to our full legislature vote, I will reconsider my vote, but I think it is completely irresponsible on my behalf to resolve to do something where there's a reference to a document that I haven't read when we're talking about $52 million.
Thank you.
Chairman, I vote in favor with the principle that we are locking in interest rate, and based off the wording of this resolution and the verbal word that's documented by all these individuals. And I echo my fellow legislator and Dr. Ferguson's comments. However, I just say that the last four committees that we voted on in the committee room, there were numerous contracts that we said yes to without ever seeing the contract. But the wording of the resolution, the summary of the resolution, carries my trust.
Chairman Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair? Yes. Okay, thank you very much for your time and patience on that one. Okay, this is the second route that we've been taking. The other alternative paths we've been taking is a shared jail contract with Columbia County. We've been dealing with them, a small group of us, and we've talked to Columbia County officials about the prospects of them building an addition to their current jail, bringing our inmates over there, closing down our corrections operations here in the county, and then all law enforcement officials will be taking prisoners to Columbia County, hunting, and then coming back here to do law enforcement. There would also be a question of transportation from ports to Hudson, or from Hudson to ports and back. So all that has been discussed in a broad general sense. And the 14 point will have a resolution where we can now talk about continuing that discussion by offering a feasibility study to see if that kind of operation is practical, the place where they want to build it, whether that's suitable, and the amount of money that would be needed to incorporate two jails into one, whether that's going to be, how much that's going to be. As a matter of fact, we met today with the Department of State officials, Mark Patterson and Carl Eblocker. They came down to offer their help in trying to secure funding for the proposal. At this point, the resolution calls for $60,000 to be spent on this feasibility study. Columbia County would like to share it with us, $30,000 for each county. They are going to, they voted in their public safety to continue. They're going to vote in their general legislative body, their board of supervisors, this coming Wednesday. We have to make the decision whether or not we want to continue that track by authorizing funding for this. And we thought maybe the public state officials would have the money available for that kind of consideration. But their particular municipal restructuring grant funds involves four stages where you start out with an idea, proposal, you present it to them, they approve it or they don't approve it, they give you money to just do that section of it. So I was hoping for a quicker fix for some money that will come in more immediately. And talking to them today, it looks like the quickest we could get any funding from them would be somewhere around September. So that sort of delays the prospects of getting this done quickly. But now this is on the floor for the public safety, the resolution to continue talks with Columbia County to continue doing a feasibility study whereby we do those things I mentioned earlier. And we don't. We voted down that that money would not be available. Columbia County said they will not fund it. They won't be funding if we do our share. Okay, now with that being said, in the resolution in front of you, and the Green County Legislative Board. Appreciate comments on that and what you're thinking. Can you start with Mr.
Bill, I'd like to be supportive of this just as long as the language that we pursue the grant opportunity from the state for the feasibility study. And I'd like to see some of that language put into this resolution.
Pursue through the Department of State?
Correct. But I'd like to see that statement of words put into the documentation so that we have wise to it and protect our taxpayers.
For me, Bill, for this part here, this feasibility study, there is monies available from the state, just like there's monies available for our highway department when we do a bridge, we get reimbursed. So that reimbursement time sometimes takes over a year to get that money back for our highway when these things, their projects are done. So the money's there. They want to see something work in a shared services agreement somehow. The governor's been clamoring for sharing facilities, sharing government operations in any way. So the Secretary of State, as Bill said, they came down that office. They offered these phases that we could go through, give us some kind of direction and the possibilities. There are a lot of hoops to jump through. But there's significant savings for two counties just in our operational costs, and there's significant savings on long-term costs through a lower bonding mechanism, one. And I worry I didn't speak at the last resolution, but our federal government's going to be $1.5 trillion in debt this year, have a deficit. The USDA is part of the federal government. So my money coming out of my left pocket is going to go there. They're going to borrow money from whoever they can, from the USDA maybe, and then we have to borrow from the USDA, so I'm getting twice hit. So I guess my whole issue is, why are we always so fast to want to borrow money? Why governments are always looking to borrow money when we can maybe save money? Yeah, maybe we can borrow money, but through the savings achieved, we can just pay it off that much quicker. And that's why I have been pushing this, because I just don't want to see government agencies and bodies continuing to borrow money when they don't have to. So that's why I would push this thoroughly to be vetted through. And $50,000 or our share of $30,000 is a drop in the bucket for what other things we'll be spending money on. So. Again, it can be reimbursed, and there's rewards too if we play the cards right. And yeah, we're sticking our necks out there a little bit. Commission of Corrections did state to us that as long as we're moving in a forward path, parallel path, which I understand, that they will keep an open ear and keep their minds open to possibilities. So that's what I'm looking at.
Just to add to Mike's comments, words I think that Mike is referring to are very significant, and the sort of piece of this municipal restructuring fund beyond the reimbursement for the feasibility study is a potential grant award of 20% of a 10-year cost savings. And our preliminary estimates of what those could look like are monumental. So in addition to the need to not the not needing to borrow, there are additional very monumental financial incentives to pursue this route as well. And I also want to say that we've all been bombarded with emails and hundreds of people signing a petition encouraging us to roll up our sleeves and try to look at this. A couple of comments in particular that I think we've received, and I don't know whether everyone on the board has had a chance to look at all the emails, but just one in particular, I just want to read a little paragraph because I think it's important. They say, in closing, I strongly encourage you to approve the $30,000 for the feasibility study. I do feel the jail information, although available on the county website, the details are not widely known to the general public. I think it would be helpful to have a widely available fact sheet, possibly posted in the papers, for people to easily compare the jail needs numbers, the costs and implications of building a new jail, along with data on the shared jail concept. And that's not the only person who asked for that. I think that is precisely what this feasibility study for $30,000. That, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Columbia County has already approved their share of in both their public safety and finance committee needs to come to the full legislature, I forget, next Wednesday or something. But I think that is precisely what this feasibility study would do. It would give the opportunity to the public to hear the right information instead of some of the unfortunate misinformation or spin fun information that might be out there right now. I mean, in fact, our very own website still says, as of yesterday, that the existing Greene County Jail is located on Bridge Street. Jail is 56 beds, but routinely has between 90 and 110 inmates, exceeding its capacity on a regular basis. That's what it still says on our website. That's not true. It also says, Public Relations Committee. This committee will be the voice of the new facility, both in updating the media and the public via press releases or visitations to various public or community-minded groups around the county. That never happened. The public is asking for us to do this and to fairly present to them the complete picture. And we are, I don't know whose responsibility it is, but we're putting egregiously incorrect information on the only place that they can get it. I think we have the responsibility to take this next step, which, to quote Sean, is less than a rounding error, what we're talking about in terms of this cost, and would be reimbursable, we suspect.
Any other listeners want to make comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has been going on since 2002. I think the state views this bond, specifically the Commission for Corrections, as being dysfunctional in its ability to make a decision about what they view is a facility replacement need here in the county. The Commission of Corrections is bound by the law, and they cannot approve a shared jail services today. We ask them to.
Not true.
And I see that as being, I don't see any movement by anybody in a position to change the legal landscape in New York City other than hearsay. I've talked to George Andor, he's unaware of any legislative effort to change the legal landscape.
I spoke to George.
He's a sponsor on that bill for 2017. So, we're going to chase some accounts. I think the Commission of Corrections is going to lower the boom.
Not true.
And I don't believe that it is responsible for this body to keep on chasing this distracting, illegal channel that is going to end up nowhere.
I don't think anybody really sees this as really resulting in a shared jail facility in Columbia County. And so the responsible thing, in my opinion, is for us to do our duty to build a jail, judiciary, send somebody to Greentown Jail. The jail is there, and our administrators can operate it the way it should be operated according to best practices, and that is our duty. And we've been passing just down the road since 2002, and it's time to take action. It's time to stand up and do what we are supposed to do. And holding out this possibility that someday New York State is going to change the law is whimsy and fantasy and just as bad. Thank you very much.
Mr. Buehler, sorry.
No, I just was saying that George Amador is a sponsor on the bill that, a co-sponsor on the bill that Senator Bonasek has introduced in the Senate multiple times. Now, it's starting to gain support in the Assembly, as we were told by the Secretary of State's office today. So I don't know where you're, and when you talked to George, but
I talked to him a week ago.
Well, I talked to him a couple of weeks, and he's one of those sponsors.
Lee, have you spoken with anyone from the State Commission for Corrections, or been at any of the meetings? Okay, so I'd be interested, because they just had a walkthrough at the Columbia County site, and we just heard pretty clearly from the chairman of their Board of Supervisors that they are supportive of this concept and of moving forward. In fact, their boss, Joe Popkin, have you spoken with him at all? That's the governor's deputy secretary for criminal justice. And he is aware of this project and has spoken with a number of the folks in this room. I don't think you were part of those conversations. And he indicated that he is directing the chairman of the State Commission of Corrections to work with us on this issue. So I just am surprised at your conclusions when you haven't been part of the discussions with the folks who ultimately are making these decisions.
I think he's very wise. Today, on the phone from the Commission of Corrections, and this is their line. This is their position. Who's it? But let me just tell you what the reality is. It's illegal today, and the commission cannot approve it. And until it's made legal, the commission cannot approve it.
Correct.
The commission cannot change the law. It's a legislative thing. As long as the state of the law is as it is, the commission cannot approve a shared jail plan.
The way I see this particular resolution, we don't own that facility. And Columbia County wants to not lose the revenue that we provide to them. In order to keep things clean, Columbia County should fund this particular study, which is only a benefit to them. We decide later on that we're not going that path. This $30,000 meant nothing to us. It's not about $30,000. It's their facility, not ours. We will never have ownership in that facility. And the second thing that I see, I don't know that I see this passing from the state legislature, but assume it does.
Linger.
I think that the Columbia County facility, as a linear supervision facility, is on a short list for reconstruction, as the State Commission on Correction has done for the last 20 years very systematically across the state. If we give up what we are doing on our own and move in with them, we are then bound by that, whatever that cost is, whenever that happens, whether it's within the next 5 years or the next 10 years. I think Columbia County, this study, if it's still under the Shared Services Initiative, they can get the reimbursement, or if it works out in the end, then they bill us $30,000 on the other end of the contract. We're talking about a contract here. We're not talking about part ownership. That was No, that's not how what you read that. No.
It's according to their board.
No. On the additional space, there would be almost like a model of the college.
On what additional space?
Additional space constructed at the Columbia County facility. It would be a model after how we shared a cost with the college, which we own a percentage of. All right? So, we stand to save significant tax dollars year in, year out, if everything lines up and we can go that route. So how is it not in our interest to look into this and pay for part of this? I don't get it.
I think it's in their interest.
It's their interest, but their taxpayers benefit along with our taxpayers. It's not a Columbia County versus Greene County. It's taxpayers.
I think that remains to be seen. Like I said, I think they're on short list. Just like admission is requiring here in Greentown. So if you want to go have 260-bed jail now, the only one older than ours, and today's price is $73 million. They're going to be, the number that we discussed, they're going to be adding at least 40 beds over there. That'll put them at 170. So if you have to reconstruct that, and it wouldn't happen on the property that they're currently on, because there's not enough room there for that sort of but we would be held to whatever they decide. So our taxpayers would then be held to whatever somebody else's board has decided. And for that reason, I think they should be the ones to fund that study. And if this works out in the end, then we get billed that on the back end at the contract. If they don't get reimbursed. I don't think it stops the process. But I think it's their response.
Sure it does, because if you vote here as part of this public safety committee, and you're the deciding vote, and the factor of it is that it doesn't move forward, therefore the shared jail study is done, and a shared jail concept is done, then you'll never know. The savings that both counties can achieve and the bonuses, if you are smart and frugal with the money saved and squirreled it away, 30 years from now, maybe you can jointly then build a facility free and clear.
It might be. And right now, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
But we go down one route only, Pat. We go down one route only, and you condemn the taxpayers to that year in, year out, and operational costs increases, legacy increases every year. You're not going to get away from it. Yeah, but we're only going to pick up half of it. I mean, that's the problem here. Is what we want, because we want something on our own turf, we're going to absorb all of the cost?
It's actually a modified direct supervision. So there are pieces of the current facility that are not linear. And I would presume that the new construction would also be direct supervision. And
it wouldn't
so,
be approved otherwise.
Well, and so, you know, the analogy of that facility to ours, I mean, they're grossly different in terms of the need and so it already is, in part, a direct supervision facility, a modified direct supervision, and would only become more so with the addition. And the thing everybody is failing to talk about here is the fact that we are on the cusp of radical decarceration. That is the move. You know, under this current governor, we've closed 24 facilities in the state, both prisons and juvenile detention facilities. Rikers is, you know, we have all read the papers. There's an effort to close. Our numbers have decreased. Columbia County has as well. Bail reform, to the point that the woman made from the public before, we're talking about jail, we're talking about detainees in large part. The bail reform that is happening is going to radically reduce the number of people who are in these facilities. this is akin to investing in a retail mall at this point in time when there's online shopping. And so if there's an alternative that we could invest $30,000 to respond to the public who's saying, can you just give us the information here instead of theorizing? $30,000 will get us there. Again, we're giving incorrect information to the public right now. They deserve the facts, and a $30,000 investment, I would encourage you to think about how much that could be worth it, particularly when we're talking about a potential cost savings. That's significant.
I just want to make a couple clear points. You know, this can's been kicked down the road since 1980, not since 2002. 2002, you had your first jail task force that failed because of the increases in Ulster County when it ballooned, kind of like what happened to us. If we were shovel-ready in the ground right now, and we borrowed the money last year, it would still cost the taxpayers an additional $6 million to get the project completed. And it didn't matter if we have interest rate locked in or not. That's a valid point. Second of all, as Lee said, yes, the commission has not changed their point of view for that aspect of changing the law. But yet, you, all 14 members, are okay with breaking the county charter law and moving the administration out of Catskill, and you're okay with that.
Right.
So if it's one way, it has to be the same for the jail, and you have to move the county administration back to Catskill to keep it here.
Just for correction, not jail administration, jail civil office. The jail civil office will stay in Catskill. The administration part, the other parts, will be going to Coxsackie
Bill, you say it's going to stay in Catskill, but us as 14 legislators, we haven't even sat down to discuss where it's going to go. Is it going to go here in the county building? Are we going to have other rooms with maybe records keeping or anything? That's part of a complete project that we have to discuss, because that's when we go out for the bond. We have to make sure we bond the appropriate money for all the products that deal with the jail. Civil office, administration office, everything. And we haven't discussed it. Since we brought this up, the three or four resolutions over the past 6 months, the language in the resolution has changed. Tonight, you put in there about the garage and the bay area. In all previous resolutions, none of that has been discussed. But yet, we have it in tonight's resolution. That's where the problem is. And I think the problem is that us 14 legislators haven't communicated together in a think tank room and visionary to see what we want for the county.
Yeah.
And maybe this sheriff chair might not work. Maybe it will. And maybe we'll save a lot of money. But again, until we sit down as adults and communicate to each other and talk about all the feasibility aspects, then we're going to be just turning down the bond in 6 months until we sit down and talk collectively. Because for some reason, between when we had the first bond, we went from 88 cells down to 80, but yet none of us has seen the plans that we submitted.
That's not true.
Well, again,
the plan hasn't changed in 7 months.
It absolutely has. Read the minutes. Tammy, can you bring up the minutes from 3 months ago when the cell count was 88? And somehow it went from 88 to 80. Sean?
It's never been 88. I love the minutes. It's been 80. It's been 28, 28, 24, and 18. That's 96.
I know I've been asking for a discussion of design the plan that we have now.
And how much do they cost?
Who has designed that plan?
The firm that you hired.
We haven't had any input.
I've been to a lot of meetings.
I've been to a lot of meetings too, and I've asked for various aspects. And we haven't had that.
I'm just trying to stick to the particular resolution, please. The other members want to comment on this resolution for you. We're going to talk about it.
I am not in support of a shared jail facility because my constituents in Carroll have overwhelmingly told me that they're not in favor of such. But after sitting in on a meeting today with the Department of State, and Lori, myself, and Lawrence, and Mike Hewlett, you know, I feel that maybe we could give this some more time and let the parallel pass go. But I'm not in support of this resolution because of the feedback. I'm overwhelmed with feedback in general. But I am willing to, you know, perhaps let this go further down the road after.
Constituents and follow through on our ask that you invest in our government and community services that will actually make our community safer and healthier. I'd be happy to return to talk more about those recommendations and strategies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to run into just go through a few points. Number one, I was hoping that the Department of State would favor this study right away. That's not going to happen. I did ask Matt Morrell, who's the chairman of Columbia County. Columbia County was here for the entire thing, and they said no. And the Department of State also said they do not pay for feasibility studies, period. So it's all part of the grand scheme. You have to submit the documentation book before they pay it. So we're left here tonight with this resolution, which is a legitimate one, Columbia County Board of Supervisors to send us to ask us to pay the cost of a feasibility study. I know someone wanted to table it. I just don't think that's going to be the case because we're just delaying the whole process and the pain of one way or the other of how we deal with this. But I wanted to just go through the resolution, read it quick, and then ask for a motion. Authorizing payment for a shared feasibility study with Columbia County. That's all emphasis. Whereas the Greene County Legislature has been developing options to deal with the needs for a new corrections facility, the jail, to replace its current antiquated facility in Catskill, New York. And whereas the result of two Greene County Jail Task Force, a weekly Greene needs assessment, and upon advice from the New York State Commission of Corrections, it was recommended that a new corrections facility in Greene County be located on a 50-acre parcel in Coxsackie, New York. Whereas the Greene County Legislature also decided to pursue on a parallel path the possible shared use of the Columbia County Jail facility, wherein all Greene County jail inmates would be housed in Columbia County, and that all corrections personnel and services in Greene County would be disbanded and discontinued. And whereas after numerous discussions of this concept with representatives of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors held over the past year, it was determined that their facility would need to be upgraded and that additional inmate space would have to be added to accommodate the inmates from Greene County in accordance with the best practices and regulations of the State Commission of Corrections. And whereas it was determined that any feasibility studies, assessments, designs, and future construction needs to meet the goal of shared correction facility project would be borne by both Columbia and Greene counties. Whereas Columbia County sent Greene County a proposal for engineering and architectural services from Morris Associates regarding the expansion of the existing Columbia County jail and that the cost of this feasibility study was $60,000. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Greene County Legislature approves payment for the shared study in an amount not to exceed $30,000. Be it further resolved that Greene County Legislature commits to continued discussions of a continued production facility in Columbia County, along with the sharing of the cost involved until such time as all studies and designs are completed and until the necessary approvals in the Commission of Corrections and the New York State Legislature are obtained before finalizing and implementing the shared agreement between the two counties. That's the some substance of that resolution. So I need somebody to make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Legislator Torres makes the motion. Legislator Kevin Lennon sends it. We're going to do a roll call.
Thank you.
Mr. Martinez.
I would vote no, because I don't. I think that we can still go down this path to keep the ceiling. But let's call the county more than $30,000. them, so let them come up with 30,000.
I vote no. I said it earlier.
I vote yes.
Our constituents overwhelmingly say not to send their tax dollars on the county in perpetuity, and I vote no.
Commissioner Charleston?
I vote yes.
Minority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I vote in favor of this resolution, and my constituents sent me here to make the best possible decision. And there's a lot of emotion in this room and not enough fact, and this would lead us to fact. So I vote in favor.
Chairman Lewis?
I'm going to vote no. I don't like losing our jobs from Green County, and I don't like the idea that the feasibility study is performed by their associate. We didn't have any selection process or RFP and select in the review.
And I vote no.
It's done.
With the correct information, because your numbers are wrong, and I don't think taxpayers really know that their taxes are going to increase at what, 6%?
Yep.
So I moved here because it was affordable. I didn't move to Dutchess County, or I didn't move to Columbia County. But now my taxes, I could just might as well live in Rhinebeck or Saugerties because they're going to be the same. And I just think, right?
I do want to thank the audience and my colleagues for the input. It was a very discussion tonight. We may not have turned out some people wanted, but I think it was going to be real front and steady.
Not true.
Certainly, still pass the bonds, and there's no taxes in the state of the next. I have a question. ATI or reduction of our population. Unfortunately, it's only been a year or so that our reduction. That state commissioner person is like a 10-year average. That's what we're supposed to have. We think the next step is to see if we have a commitment letter first. If we pass that, we can talk about changing design and design material.
Will the public be aware of every single meeting that you are going to have?
All the meetings are posted.
Oh, with the right date. Thank you.
Okay, authorizing application to the Commissioner of Criminal Justice Services.
which had been dropped from before. But nevertheless, that's every day there's 300 some odd people who conceivably could be incarcerated who are under our supervision in this community.
Thank you, Alan.
Motion
by Mr. O'Connor, second by Mr. Lennon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's carried. Thank you. And our last one tonight, appointing members to the Greene County Fire Advisory Board.
Martin makes the motion.
Mr. Lennon, Mr. Lennon, I make the second. All
those
in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's carried. Anything else to come before public safety?
Motion to close.
Motion to close by Mr. Lennon. I'll second that. Thank you for your time and patience. Thank you.